producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just the world's best idea. Well, it's maybe not the world's. It's in the top five, let's say, of good ideas, right? 855-993-7569. Oops, I just smacked myself in the ear. In the earbud.
Settle down,
oh,
Joy.
No. Yeah. All right. You're right. Take a deep cleansing breath. Okay. Voice out of my past. You know, it's really, I have to tell you this weird thing. That's my Shane guy. He's going to be with us on
that
Fridays
is,
from
yeah.
now on, which I am just delighted about. So, but I have
Me
to tell
too.
Shane, there's this weird kind of thing. This afternoon, I am going to a reunion of my old group at my New York affiliate.
Really?
That I was
wow.
at for like 15 years. So today is National Get Back in Touch with
I
Your Roots
so.
Day, apparently.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. Doo, 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 doo.
That is pretty interesting
yeah,
time.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's just kind of one of those fun things to kind of catch up with everybody. And there is something about sort of working with somebody, especially on a live program, that's kind of like mm-hmm. in the trenches.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Kind of like,
yeah.
You know, we're in the war together.
Right. You've been through the battle. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And it forges bonds that nothing else does.
It does,
it's
yeah.
just so delighted to have Shane back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, too. Yeah,
yeah, and not only back, but back sort of on a
regular
recurring
basis.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So that'll be great.
Yep.
I was teasing the Shane this morning that it takes three guys to do my program. So, listen, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Everybody just have to be really careful about keeping good notes. So we don't. No, we did that yesterday. And it seems, first of all, I looked out my window today. And yesterday, I don't know, it was a monsoon around here. We had, pouring. It broke air, you know, it broke your umbrella. Everybody was soaked. And I had clean hair. I don't need to tell you any more about that, right? It was not a pretty sight.
Oh, man.
So, and today, I mean, today is this, it's like this beautiful fall day. It's like 58 or something.
Oh, nice.
Sunny.
Nice.
And essentially, no. Yesterday, there were like 25 mile an hour winds, and it was a deluge all day. Soaking wet.
Oh.
Everybody was, and hair, not a good thing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, we had that early in the week. It was rainy and it was warm. I think it was
yeah,
in the 50s.
Yeah, this was warm,
but,
too.
Yeah,
well, this
but
was in
windy
the 60s.
And rainy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
So it was just, it was tropical. It was just really unpleasant.
Yeah.
It was one of those days where I had a bunch of stuff to do, so I just was wet. It's kind of, I think I'm probably molding today. So I just went and opened all the windows.
Nice.
And I got home last night. They'd sent me an email that said, hey, there's going to be fireworks outside your building at about 9:45. So I'm walking home in this deluge, trying not to get even more soaked than I already was. And I hear all these fireworks. I get to my apartment. It is so foggy, you literally cannot see a foot outside.
Oh, from all the smoke, I suppose.
No.
Oh,
from the rain and fog.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay,
this
sure.
time of year, when it's 60 degrees at night, like 63
right.
or something,
ocean.
The water temperature.
Right.
Yeah, so we're just completely fogged in.
Oh, okay.
I think it was one of the reasons you could hear the fireworks so well is there was no place for the sound to escape.
Yeah, it was bouncing off all that
and the smoke probably
sure.
didn't help. And I said to one of the guys when I walked in, I said, "Did they fireworks?" I said, "I don't know." Which couldn't see anything anyway. So
cool.
I love fireworks though.
Yeah, me too.
So there we go. All right, 855-993-7569. Today is National Absurdity Day. Isn't every day National
like
Absurdity
yeah.
Day?
I think every day, if it isn't, every day should
be. It should
be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we had Mickey Mouse Day earlier, which is
perfect.
Seems to be the same thing. And it's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. I must say, fudge is not one of my favorite things just because it's so sweet. I like chocolate a lot,
Me
but
too.
Fudge is not.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not a big fudge fan either, yeah. It's just too rich.
And
yeah.
peanut butter fudge, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, but it seems consistent that on this day in 1789, New Jersey was the very first state to ratify the Bill of Rights. Did you know that?
No,
did you know
I did
New
not.
Jersey?
Know
I did
that.
Not
yeah.
know that either. We should have had a quiz of our, except people would just Google it and find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
You guys are completely unprincipled with my questions. I just Google it before you can ask me the question. In 1959, the United Nations General Assembly adopts the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. 1959, folks.
Wow.
That's not, that's 56 years ago.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you think about even just women voting and blacks' rights and that sort of thing. I mean, it's really amazing how relatively recent all of that sort of thing was.
You know,
it's kind of scary, actually.
We were talking about exactly that earlier this week of people saying, well, you know, the world is a terrible place. And I'm saying, look, things are not perfect. We are evolving as a species, but evolving we are. And I mentioned exactly the same things you mentioned, that civil rights is basically a slightly more than 50-year-old issue. Women's rights is about a 75-year-old issue, not any more than that. I mean, understand that women were viewed as too emotional to vote. Any of you who are saying, well, I don't want to hear from you, all right?
Exactly.
Just squelch yourself. It turns out that we now celebrate this day as Universal Children's Day.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah. Yep.
But think of how recent that is.
Yeah, not too long ago, that's for sure.
No, it really
isn't.
Yeah. Much too recently. In 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis ends.
Ah, wow.
I'm sure that was
a big deal to go through, yeah.
Yeah, I've told the story. I was living in Denver at the time. And was supposed to take a math test the next day. We in Denver, which is probably a little chauvinistic, always assumed that we were going to be a secondary target. First was going to be Washington.
Yeah.
And then was going to be New York, L.A., and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Chicago.
Isn't there quite a few underground silos and that sort of thing in the area?
That's more in Nebraska, but Wyoming.
Sure.
But you're on the right track, just the wrong pew.
Okay.
The Mint is in Denver.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mint.
Yeah. I guess I didn't think of that. Yeah.
And Lowry Air Force Base and the Air Force Academy, although the Air Force Academy, I think, was just there in 62. At any rate, so I'm now, I don't know, a kid who's in junior high school trying to decide whether or not to study for my math exam.
Right. And you've got this stuff going on at the same time.
And thinking, if this is my last night on Earth, do I really want to be studying for math?
Right, exactly.
And it did occur to me that if this was not my last night on Earth, I was going to wish it had been. So I studied for my math exam, did fine in the math exam, and the end of the world was averted. So there.
Right.
But I remember actually sitting there thinking, well, if I'm going to die, I don't want to be studying math at the time.
Right. Well,
but it also,
it's a valid thought, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? It's also consistent, if you think about it. The child is father to the man, right?
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, I now say, I don't want to spend a moment of my life. If somebody's going to bomb my city or my apartment or, you know, my subway, I'm not going to spend the last several moments on Earth being afraid of anything.
Right.
I'm just not going to. You can't do that to me. That you can do the physical stuff, but the emotional stuff I own. You're not going to do it. So and even as like a 12 or 13 year old kid, I thought, not buying into this, folks.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just it just makes you believe probably in more nature than nurture than anything else.
Right.
But I mean, I truly believe that. So, and I believed it, you know, when I was a 12 year old kid. So. In 1969, do you remember this? Were you around? I don't even want to know.
I wasn't around until the 70s. So.
All right. Well, the Native American activists seized Alcatraz. Remember that?
Oh, really?
You did know that?
I never learned about that one, actually.
Yeah, and they were actually there for almost 2 years, till June 11th, 1971.
No kidding.
Now, you have to remember, at that point, Alcatraz was not being actively used as a prison.
Okay,
so
that was after the fact. Okay.
There was, I mean, Alcatraz was supposedly the place that you couldn't escape from because it's out on this rocky little island off the coast of San Francisco. And remember, Jack LaLanne swam there towing a boat?
Right. Yeah.
So Alcatraz, Jack LaLanne was one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, and I think I sat next to him on a plane, but I don't think that's true. I think I'm remembering it wrong. He called me. I worked in San Francisco at one point, and then I was in New York, and he called me from a plane that he on a runway saying hi, that he liked the program or something.
Oh, really? Cool.
So, of course, but he was one of those guys. I didn't know him until he was a very old man, and he was still cool and sexy and in great shape. There you go.
Nice.
All right. So, and on this day, the Department of Justice filed an antitrust suit against AT&T. which didn't work all that well.
Right.
All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good afternoon. Well, this is very fun all of a sudden, but I'm really happy to get through.
Well, I'm delighted you're here as well. Tell me what's on your mind.
I am crafting a letter to some extended family.
Okay.
After years of not being in communication, there were some events that occurred when a family member passed many years ago. And okay. There were a variety of things that were said to me by another family member about me, by another family member to these people.
Wait a minute. Let me get it. All right. So how long ago was it?
The death was in the late 90s.
So we're talking 20 years at least, maybe more. Okay. And somebody that in this extended family that you're writing to now said something to somebody about you?
My sibling said things to the entire extended family about me that weren't true.
Like, what? Do you know what they said? How old were you at the time, and how old was your sibling?
I'm sorry?
How old were you at the time, and how old was your sibling?
That's a good question. We're probably in our 40s.
Okay, so nobody was young, but, all right, so was this a sibling?
People.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Was this a sibling?
Sibling claimed that I had sued him.
Okay.
And that was actually not true.
Were you thinking about suing him?
Excuse me?
Were you thinking about suing him?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What happened was I had asked an attorney friend to stand in and be my contact person about estate matters. And the attorney friend asked them to report on a trust, on a trust duty.
Okay, so you weren't suing somebody, but you did have a lawyer involved.
I had a lawyer involved, not because of the financial ends of the estate, but because the death of the family member was very sudden, and I was getting very intense communications from the sibling that I was not in a position to field. I needed a point of contact to give them a stable mailing address and someone for them to talk to.
Okay, so I get it. I get it that your brother was not right, but he wasn't completely wrong either. That you were getting a lawyer involved, and he just sort of made the kind of leap that said, okay, she's suing me, and you weren't suing him, you just had a lawyer involved. Okay, I got it.
But
all right,
what was written was not, there was nothing in any way that technically was any form of a legal action against my brother.
No. And listen, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, that's, how do you make that up out of whole cloth? And the answer is it wasn't out of whole cloth, that there was a lawyer involved, and your brother may be a little less sophisticated or a little more paranoid. And
exactly.
if somebody had their lawyer call me, I'm probably a little perhaps more sophisticated about it than maybe your brother, but I would say, well, he's got a lawyer involved. And other people might take that statement and think, oh, well, it's about to be, she's about to be sued. So
I can see how we're getting blamed. I just feel compelled to point out that nobody made phone calls. Actually, all this was in.
I got it. That he basically.
You're right. My brother may not have been sophisticated, and he may have well been paranoid.
I don't think lawyers getting involved necessarily makes anybody feel really calm and happy and whatever. So all right, I got it.
I agree. But I needed an address that could send things to.
I got it. I'm just trying to understand. I'm not judging one way or the other. But you can now see why he would think that, even though it was mistaken, that it wasn't a leap out of nowhere. He basically took some data and came to the wrong conclusion. But at least I now understand what the data was that he was looking at. Okay.
Yeah. And also, by the way, he also hired a very expensive attorney, and if he was willing to listen to him, I would think he would. But nonetheless, I'm following you.
Okay. All right. So now So that was 20-some years ago. Have you guys had any sort of interactions with one another in the last 20 years?
Yes, and I really tried with the... And there's a whole other story associated with it. I don't know how much time you have for that.
Well, all right, so tell me about the letter, and then we can look at the other story if we need to.
No, the attorney just... Well, actually, the other story is relevant.
All right, tell me the other story then.
Coming up to trying to contact the extended family members, it's relevant.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I sent flowers to his home address 5 or 6 years ago. And
for why?
Well, because my mother, he moved my mother in with him.
Okay.
And my mother had been trying to be in communication with him, with me. But her health degraded to a certain point, and she wasn't able to be in communication with me, and he wasn't allowing it. Consequently, I decided after, years of struggling, what can I do? I sent flowers to his home address on Mother's Day for him, to her, at his address, because that's where she told me she was being moved, and I didn't know where. So I sent them there, and I sent an email address, and the email response I got back was, you sued me, contact my attorney, here's the address. That was the last time I tried. I just said, this isn't peace, So there's a lot of effort before that. That was the most simple, peaceful thing I could think of to do. Only way.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it wasn't for him. It was going to... it was going to her via him. So it wasn't really.
I'm sorry, but
it wasn't really a peace offering to him at all. I think you have to sort of understand that.
Well, I was trying to do both, but I didn't know what to do.
Well, okay, but still, it's
maybe that's
the
way he
okay,
said,
got it.
Maybe
all right, so
way,
so, so tell me about the letter you're thinking about sending.
This is just a letter to these extended family saying, It's actually a card that says peace on it. Say, hi, I've been here for these years. You haven't heard from me for these reasons because other things happen in the intervening time. I've been wanting to write you. I've been struggling for the right words. There was misinformation that was floating around.
Okay, well, you're not going to do it. All right, all you're doing is sort of raking over old coals. There's no benefit to you or anybody else. But stay on, and I'll tell you what we can do about it. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities. facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ann, who, and Annie, first of all, I need to tell you, I'm delighted that you're sort of reaching out to the family. I think this is the perfect time of year to do it. I just don't want you to take this impulse that you have, which I think is really positive and really brave and really important, and have it backfire on you. And by going back and sort of saying, okay, this, you're going to start the war all over again for no payoff.
That's exactly why I called you, because I don't want to start the war.
Good woman. All right. So let's figure out what you're going to do. All right. Tell me, are you and your brother going to see each other at all?
My brother is, we live miles and miles apart. My brother's made it really clear he doesn't have anything to do with me. I really expended a lot of effort in that direction.
Okay. Well, but I wouldn't give up on it, because it's kind of like, I'll tell you what I was thinking about, the metaphor I was using, but, and then the one that I switched to. The one I was thinking was, Joshua at the wall of Jericho. You just keep banging away at it. you know, you, whether it's the Berlin Wall or the Wall of Jericho, you just keep banging away. And sooner or later, you get to a critical mass. And when I say banging away, I'm not talking about being violent. I'm just saying, you know, kill him with kindness. Send him and just don't expect anything in return, because that'll make you feel vulnerable. But just sort of sending him, you know, you might even go and send him, although I'm sort of thinking this through and thinking if it makes you feel too vulnerable, you know, maybe sending him a centerpiece for Thanksgiving and table and saying, listen, wish I could be here, but no, I'm thinking wonderful thoughts about you. You know, hopefully your turkey is delicious. But if that makes you feel too vulnerable, then just send him a card saying, you know, do you remember when we were 3 and 6 and fought over the drumstick? You know, just do little things like that that don't cost you so much that it makes you feel vulnerable. Because if you feel vulnerable, you're going to get defensive. If you get defensive, then any good that you accomplish, you know, the one step forward is going to be 2 steps back. So I don't want you to do that. But just keep hammering away at it. The metaphor that I started with was obviously the wall. But I'll tell you the one that I got to. Because I've been trying to open jars recently for some, I don't know why, I guess because the summer is over, so fresh stuff isn't as available, so I've got stuff in jars or whatever. And, you know, when you're trying to open a jar, and, you know, I don't have very strong hands, and I keep saying, well, I'll go get some guy to open this. And then my little feminist part comes up and think, no, I can do this. And the point is, if you just keep working at it, you know, whether you try a little hot water, you try one of those little rubber things that goes on the top, you hit with a spoon, sooner or later, you know, and you're tempted to just smash the damn thing against the, you know, the counter, which obviously is not going to work. You're going to get glass and everything. But if you just keep working at it, sooner or later, it'll pop. So just keep, view your brother as your kind of project. And you can be curious rather than fierce. You can actually bet with yourself of how long it's going to take for him to acknowledge it. But you just have to do it so that it's not snotty, it's not smarmy, but it also doesn't make you feel vulnerable. So that's number one of the project of your brother, which is I would just make this, and this can be a lifelong kind of thing, because you just never know. I mean, think about people that have been with whom you've been angry, and it sounds like you're good at anger. You know, at some point you just the planets align and you think, why not? And everything's okay. So just believe in that with respect to your brother. Just keep, you know, just whittling away at it and just don't make it cost you too much, because I don't want you to retreat back into being angry with him. All right, so that's number one. That brother is a long-term project that should be fun and giggly. All right? And you can make yourself a bet of how long it's going to take before he responds or whatever. Okay? Now, let's deal with the rest of the family. Rest of the family, great time to reach out and say, and your letter is fine that says, hi, you know, things, you know, we all get older, we grow apart, we've got kids, we've got grandkids. I just wanted to tell you that, you know, this time of year, I was just thinking about you and hoping that at some point we can all kind of reconnect with one another, either as a large group, maybe even planning a reunion for next summer or something. But this time of year, I just wanted to tell you how much you mean to me. And you may even want to make a generic letter and then, or even a note, and then something individual to each person. And because that's really, it seems to me, going to accomplish what you want, which is how do we make our family a family again when we've got this kind of nasty thing that happened a really long time ago? And the answer is, to get beyond it. Because if you go back there, you're going to reignite all of those passions and all of those priorities and all of those, I'm on your side, not my side, all that partisanship. I think that's 3 P's. That's probably enough. So I would divide it into 2 sections, clearly. One is, all right, I'm going to work on making my brother come back into the fold, and we're just going to leave this whole thing behind. And the rest of the family, I'm just saying, you know, let's all get together. And I wouldn't mention your brother. I wouldn't mention the funeral. I wouldn't mention the lawyers. I wouldn't mention anything. I would just say, okay, here's some, you know, this is time of the year, and I was thinking of all of you, and here's, you know, my idea, whatever. Okay?
Okay. There's only one little thing I'm thinking about. And, yeah, you're right. I've tried to edit all that out, and there's still some that leaked into my communication. So this is great.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. What else?
Little thing. Not so little. I was considering saying the reason they haven't heard from me, because there is a lot of this reality in this. I was in a number of major accidents over years.
All right, you can reference that. You can just reference that by saying it's been kind of a tough year. Details, if you're curious, if not, I'm feeling much better. You know, I'm getting to be my old self again, and would love to be in touch. So you just don't make it a big deal, because you don't want people to feel that you're trying to make them feel guilty of, you know, why didn't they check in with you. Don't do that. Just, you know, it's been kind of a tough year. You know, details if you're interested. But I'm ready to kind of, renew my new life, and you're part of it, and yada, yada.
Got it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound very convinced.
But I'm partly writing down.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
As long as,
you're partially. The other thing you can do, Sugar, is in about 20 minutes, Shane will put up this hour at drjoy.com, and you can go and download the podcast. You can listen to the whole thing, so you don't actually have to take notes.
And I got to say, I understand. But also, I am even doing this. I mean, there's a lot of vulnerability in this.
Not nearly as much.
If I don't reignite it, they will.
Yeah, but that's all right. That's all right. Look, reaching out to anybody always is a statement of vulnerability. The question is how much we can tolerate, and you can tolerate enough here. Trust me, the other way, the blowback on it will be so unpleasant, you will not believe it. And you'll say, well, gee, but, you know, that isn't what I wanted. And I guarantee that's what's going to happen, because that's what people do when they feel defensive. So you don't want to do that. Okay,
no,
so we're going to do the other. All righty?
Yeah.
I know. All righty?
Okay.
So I'll tell you what. If you want to write the new note, the new letter, it should be sweet and relatively simple and relatively short. And if you want to, you can call me back and we'll go over it together if you want to.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
That's great. Yeah. Sounds good.
All righty. Have a great day and go do some work. And, you know, you'll feel better about it, too. This will make you feel... You'll feel very different about it, which is, you know, our stomachs can sometimes know things that the rest of us don't necessarily focus on. And your stomach will feel much better about this.
Understood.
All righty?
Okay.
All right, Sugar. Thanks for your call. 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm very well today. How are you, Tracy?
Good. I'm the one that has a 3-year-old.
I know.
I just want to let you know that I have his papers finished, so I'm going to get his immunization records, and we found the school, I think, for him.
Good.
So that should help. This is my issue. I'm going to try not to cry about it. Okay, I am 5 months pregnant and almost 6, and I'm feeling kind of hopeless because I have hyperemesis gravidarum, where I'm sick, like, all day and all night because I'm pregnant. And, like, I feel like there's no remedy for it. The doctors have prescribed every medicine for me that they could. I'm just really nauseous all the time, just really, really sick.
Are you doing soda crackers?
Yeah, and water.
Well, water not necessarily.
It's just,
but you don't want to get dehydrated. Like, but the thing about, yeah. You know, I don't know if anybody's told you this, and maybe you've already tried it, but you know the single best thing for nausea? It's flat Coke syrup. Have you tried that? You can't drink the regular Coke. All right, here's the deal.
Okay.
Go and get classic Coke. Don't get Diet Coke. And don't get Tab. Don't get classic Coke. If you have a pharmacy nearby, it's very hard to find Coke syrup, just regular Coke syrup anymore. If you can find a soda fountain, they have it, but they're very hard to find. But if you go and get some classic Coke, I'll tell you what, hang on for me. I'll tell you what to do with it as soon as you get it, all right? Let me put you on hold for just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Tracy, who's 5 months pregnant and not having much fun. She's really having a serious case. I remember being pregnant thinking, I don't know why they call it morning sickness, because it's basically all-day sickness. And hopefully, usually by about 6 months, you're going to be, things should level out a little bit, but
with
who knows?
With my first pregnancy, it wasn't. I was sick every day, and it was easier because I didn't have a child, so
yeah, exactly.
I lay in bed all day, but I can't with him. My kid would
sure.
tear up the house, so... I have a, like, cans of Coke. Would that work or no?
Yeah, a can of Coke. Okay. But here's what you're going to do. You're going to open it up, and there are two ways of doing it. You can just leave it in the refrigerator, although you don't want it actually in the refrigerator, so just put it on the counter and get the bubbles out of it. The other thing you can do if you're in a rush, if you have some Coke right now and you have an upset stomach right now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go and take and pour a little bit of it into a cup or a glass, and you're going to put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds.
Okay.
And stir it, and it'll take the bubbles out, and it'll make it room temperature. And because Coke is so base, and what your morning sickness is acid, it will take the stomach, the nausea away in, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's amazing. It really does work.
Okay.
All right.
Is there any, and I mean, if it doesn't, because I've tried everything, if it doesn't work, I'm just trying to figure out, because my doctor said, well, you know, there's nothing we can do, and I'm just like, I don't know, are there any, besides the Coke, if that works or doesn't work, are there any other breathing exercises or just something?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, telling yourself that this happened before and it's going to happen again is not very productive. What you want to do is say, okay, this is all in my head. That, you know, or in my stomach in this particular case, if I walk around, and you probably have already figured out some things that work well for you or don't work well for you. For example, it may be that lying down doesn't work at all. You'll get esophageal reflux. And so that's not very helpful. On the other hand, if you find that taking a shower or watching a video or certain music, or you can certainly try square breathing. Square breathing basically will deal with the fact that it's not exactly what you need here, because it's not exactly what's causing the problem right now. But it won't hurt.
I don't have any relief. Like, I'm like, even at night when I get up to go to the restroom, which, as you know, is a lot when you're pregnant, I don't have, like, I'm even sick, like, in the middle of the night, and I always have hope, like, well, maybe I'll get up in the middle of the night and I won't feel so sick.
Part of it is you want to make sure you're not doing a self-fulfilling prophecy here. You want to make sure that you're not sort of deciding, I'm going to be sick and then I'm sick.
Right.
And all right, so
how do
so,
I do that?
All right, so here, so how about when is the nausea the worst? Is it in the morning or at night?
It's just like through, like, I'm sick all day. Like,
no, that isn't what I asked. Here, listen to what I'm asking you. When is it worse? It's not the same all day, because nothing's the same all day.
I have to say maybe around, probably right in the morning, about 7 or 8 in the morning,
okay.
And then probably a little before bed, around 7 or 8 at night.
All right, so here's one of the things. The morning, one of the reasons that people have morning sickness is that they're hypoglycemic. Because you're pregnant and the baby gets first W's on any of the goodies in your body that the baby needs, that you can get, that we're always hungry in the morning, right? Especially after having a full night's sleep. So, but because you're pregnant, it's going to make things more extreme because the baby gets first dubbies. So what you want to do before you get out of bed in the morning, have a cracker, have a banana, sort of, you know, almost anything you can think about that would make some sense in terms of what it sounds, maybe even a little bit of Jell-O before you get out of bed, and see, and then just stay in bed for a little bit and see if that sort of offsets it a bit. That night, it may just be that instead of that, you need to maybe eat a little bit of something before you go to bed at night, a cracker or whatever. But sort of begin to experiment a little bit and see what works and what doesn't work.
Okay.
All right.
Because usually I'm home with my son in the morning, so I don't really get to lay in bed that often. But I mean,
well, let him come in and, you know, bring his coloring book and sitting him on your bed.
Okay.
All right. Listen, experiment. Try the Coke. The flat Coke first. All right. See where we get on that. And then
I'm like just really excited because I've never, like, I've tried every homeopathic and prescription remedy, and no one's ever said anything about the Coke. So.
Oh yeah, no, it's amazing. I think you'll really like it. All right, so that's number one. Then what you're going to do is you're going to try having, keeping like some fruit, and it should be pretty base fruit. So banana's better than, for example, an apple, or don't do orange juice. Right. Stay away from orange juice. Stay away from anything acid, and have your son maybe come and, or maybe your husband gives him breakfast and you can stay in bed a little longer. Or maybe he comes and does his coloring book on your bed, or you watch cartoons together. And before you go to bed at night, have a little bit of something that seems appealing to you, that tastes good. But do try the Coke and see if that doesn't work.
Okay.
All righty. Let me know.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. 855-993-7567. I'm trying to remember where I first heard about Coke. It really works. I've had
it
actually...
I have to say firsthand, Joy told me about this about a year ago when I was on the show back then, and I tried it when I had the stomach flu. It works. I mean, it really does. So there you go. Testimonial.
Exactly. Exactly. I would not lie to you about stuff like that. I've also had a couple of my producers that had transplants, believe it or not. Which, I mean, statistically, that is a bizarre kind of thing, but I have no idea why.
That is crazy.
At any rate, so nausea is a very common phenomenon with the medication they have to take so they don't reject the transplants.
Right, right.
And so I went and found, you may be able to order it online, I don't know, but a flat classic Coke will do exactly the same thing, so that's fine. And it changes your life.
As I said,
I'm trying to remember where I learned it for the first time. It may have been when I was pregnant, but I've done it on airlines. You know, with people who are sick there. They're, you know, what can I tell you?
I'll tell you what, it is really a lifesaver when you're in that position where you have something going on, or you have work or whatever, and you absolutely cannot miss whatever it is, and you're. You know, stomach flu is one of those things where you don't want to be dealing with that at something like that,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah. And no, actually, I looked on Amazon here, and you can buy cola syrup for medicinal purposes right on
Amazon. Yeah, it really works. It's a great anti-emetic device. It really does. Maybe I'll have to figure out when's the first time I knew it. I don't know if it was mom or medical school or whatever, but it really does work. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We are so adorable, it's hard to believe how cute we are.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Go take a breather. I think we'll start something because we only have a half hour, so let's do one of the other. Will you pull up on the Facebook thing?
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.